I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, folks, welcome back to Morning Dump, your daily dose of mental reset affirmations. I'm your host, Asher Blake, here to help you kickstart your day with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of energy, and maybe even a chuckle or two along the way. Ever feel like life is constantly throwing curveballs? Like there's this never-ending pressure to be perfect, to have it all figured out? You know that feeling when you trip and everyone laughs? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that the key to navigating this crazy journey isn't about achieving some unattainable standard of perfection? What if I told you that the secret sauce is a little something called self-compassion? Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another cheesy self-help trope, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being self-indulgent or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and empathy that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie is feeling down, what do? You listen without judgment, offer words of encouragement, maybe even share a funny meme or two to lighten the mood. But how often do we extend that same level of care and understanding to ourselves? We tend to be our own harshest critics, beating ourselves up for every perceived mistake, every shortcoming. Here's the deal. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your flaws. It's about acknowledging them with kindness rather than berating yourself. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that setbacks are a natural part of life, and that you don't need to be perfect to be worthy of love and acceptance. So, how do we cultivate this superpower? It starts with awareness. Pay attention to those negative self-talk patterns, the relentless critic in your head whispering doubt and insecurity. When you catch yourself engaging in these conversations, gently challenge them. Ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? If not, why am I saying it to myself? Next up, practice mindfulness. Take time each day to connect with your breath, notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and cultivate a sense of present moment awareness. This can help you break free from the cycle of self-criticism and create space for compassion. Another powerful tool is gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective and foster a sense of appreciation for yourself and your experiences. Make it a habit to jot down three things you're grateful for each day. Remember, self-compassion isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes time and practice, but the rewards are immense. When you treat yourself with kindness and understanding, you create a foundation of inner peace and resilience that can help you navigate life's ups and downs with grace. Imagine this. You're presenting a project at work, and despite all your preparation, you stumble over a few words. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and the voice of self-criticism starts to chime in. You messed it up. What are people thinking? But instead of letting that inner critic run wild, you pause, take a deep breath, and remind yourself. It's okay to make mistakes. Everyone does. I'm learning and growing from this experience. You acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Offer yourself some kindness, and continue with your presentation, feeling more confident and grounded than before. That's the power of self-compassion in action, turning a potentially negative experience into a learning opportunity. Self-compassion isn't about becoming complacent or avoiding challenges. It's about showing up for yourself with courage and kindness, even when things get tough. It's about remembering that you are worthy of love, acceptance, and happiness, just as you are. So, today, I challenge you to practice a little more self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, listen to your needs, and celebrate your strengths. You deserve it. Now go out there and rock your day with the power of self-love. Remember to share this episode if it resonated with you and leave a review. Let's spread the message of self-compassion far and wide. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.